Unit 6, Reforms of Meiji Emperor Masuhito. Page 1, Unit 6, Reforms of Meiji Emperor Masuhito. Structure, 6.0, Objectives, 6.1, Introduction, 6.2, Rule of Tokugawa Dynasty, 6.3, Accession of Meiji Emperor Masuhito, 6.3.1, Attempts at Modernization During the Meiji Rule, 6.3.2, Reforms in Education, 6.3.3, Development of Industry, Transport and Public Services, 6.3.4, Change in the Political System, 6.3.5, Political Parties, 6.3.6, Place of Shintoism, 6.3.7, Philosophy, Law and Literature, 6.4, Nature of the Meiji Revolution, Summary of the Unit, 6.5, Model Questions, and 6.6, Books for Study. Page 2, 6.0, Objective, Study of Historical Background of Japan as the Land of the Rising Sun. Study of creativity being exhibited by the Japanese. Study of the transformation witnessed with the end of Tokugawa rule. Study of the transformation witnessed with the end of Tokugawa rule. Study of the reforms of Meiji administration. 6.1, Introduction. Japan, the land of the rising sun, is also known as Nippon. There are legends regarding the origin of Japan. According to an account being given in an 8th century Nihangi legendary account, God Izanagi and goddess Izanami created sun goddess. Ningino Mikato, the grandson of the sun goddess, was sent to rule the world. Jimmu Tenno, the great-grandson of Mikato, was the first emperor of Japan. It is also said that the Japanese islands were also the creation of Izanagi and Izanami. Japan is the land of four main islands, namely Honshu, Hokkaido, Kyushu, and Shikoku. Kyoto was the earlier capital of Japan. Later, Tokyo became the capital. The Japanese were creative in nature. They were influenced by the Chinese art, customs, and tradition. They effected revolutionary changes in their life. They were interested in learning from the foreigners, and China was their teacher. But it is surprising to know that China, once the leader of Japan, was subdued later in several wars. Along with Buddhism, Christianity, and Confucianism, the Japanese developed their own cult known as Shintoism. 6.2. Tokugawa rule. For 265 years, between 1603 and 1868, Japan was under the rule of Tokugawa military clan. Shogun, a military head of this clan, concentrated all the powers in him, and the emperor was only a nominal head. There were two classes by the name the daimyos, zamindars, and samurais, kshatriyas, under the shogun. In this social strata, there were peasants and traders too. Landholding was the monopoly of the daimyos. During the Tokugawa period, the foreigners entered Japan with a view to cultivate trade relations and spread Christianity. But the shogun, who were opposed to the foreign inroad, did not give opportunities till Commodore Perry concluded a trade agreement in 1853. Perry threatened to invade Japan and forced her to conclude an agreement. 6.3, Meiji Restoration. With the advent of Perry, the end of Tokugawa rule became inevitable. In 1868, Mikado Masuhito came to the throne with the title of Meiji. This incident is known as Meiji Restoration. Emperor Meiji ruled over Japan till 1912. The period between 1868 and 1912 is known as the Age of Meiji Revolution. And the reforms of the period came to be known as Meiji or Masuhito reforms. Page 3, 6.3.1. Attempts at modernization during Meiji rule. With the end of the rule of Tokugawa dynasty came to an end feudalism too in Japan. The symbols of feudalism, the daimyo and the samurai classes, also disappeared. The country was divided into several provinces and governors were appointed over each province. Compulsory recruitment was introduced in the national army. Every Japanese adult was required to render 7 years compulsory military service. The soldiers were required to wear uniforms on the model of Europeans. The French and the Prussian advisors were invited to reorganize the whole army. In 1872 was opened the Department of Navy. The English advisors helped in organizing a fleet. Medieval laws were abolished and new set of civil and criminal laws were introduced. Due to the efforts of Iwakura and Count Inoue, unequal treaties were repealed. Based on their recommendations, legation quarters, that is embassies, were established at Washington, London, Paris, St. Petersburg, Berlin and Vienna. 6.3.2 Reforms in education. Many of the earliest reforms of the Meiji era were in education. Here we find Japan's enthusiasm for the world of the West. Following the mandate of the Imperial Oath, Restoration of 1868, that knowledge should be sought wherever it might be found, a Department of Education was set up in 1871. A law of the department proclaimed that, open quotes, all people, high or low, and of both sexes, shall receive education, close quotes. The intention was not to find one family in the whole empire, nor one member of a family ignorant or illiterate. This was a radical departure. Education in feudal Japan had been restricted to men of privileged society. Now, elementary education for all was to be compulsory. It was based on a modification of the American primary and secondary systems. Boys and girls of 6 years of age were required to attend a 4-year, later increased to a 6-year course. They were given instructions in elementary subjects plus special character building training closely associated with reverence for loyalty to the emperor. Secondary education prepared students for an immediate vocation or for entrance into a university. Normal schools turned out an ever-increasing supply of teachers. In a few years, the personnel needs of Japan's expanding trade and industry were met by commercial schools. Elementary training for girls was similar to that of boys. Secondary education for girls stressed on women's role as a wife and mother. It was not until 1902 that the government made provisions for higher education for women. In this limited program for women, Japan was in advance of many Western states. In the organization of her universities for men, Japan tended to follow the French model. Throughout the entire education system, the German insistence on vocational training was notable. From whatever angle considered, this was an evolution in education. It was as striking as the economic and political revolutions. The Japanese clamored for the new education with an unbounded enthusiasm. Many mistakes were made in a hurry. Laws were frequently altered. Hurriedly trained teachers taught what they themselves did not understand. It was an educational system founded and shaped by the new Restoration government. It imparted to Japan's rising generations the strength and weakness of her revolutionary leaders. Two positive accomplishments are traceable to the new education. One, it created literate people. And two, it created a nation that was technically abreast of the modern mechanical world of science. But the new educational system did not create a democratic philosophy for free men. There was no Thomas Jefferson in Japan's historical heritage. The spirit and ideals of this education did not thrive in the new environment. It could be useful only as it helped in the transition from a medieval to a modern autocratic state. It prevented the predatory powers of America and Europe from gaining a stronghold in the economic life of the Japanese islands. Therefore, education was limited to specific purposes. National unification, unquestioning loyalty to the emperor, the acquirement of modern scientific and economic technique, and the perfection of national defense. Page 4. 6.3.3. Development of industry, transport, and public services. The new government, with the foreign technical aid, established an extended number of industries such as iron and coal mining, paper and cement, plants, sericulture, etc. These economic developments were possible by the improved means of transport and communication. In 1872, with the assistance of England, was opened the first railway line between Tokyo and Yokohama. In 1874, the cities of Osaka and Kobe were connected by the railway. In 1894, Japan could possess 2,000 miles of railways. Central Bank of Japan and the Yokohama Specie Bank were also established. If the first one rendered financial assistance to the industries, the second one provided capital to trade and commerce. Private business houses such as Zaibatsu, Mitsui, Mitsubishi, and Sumitomo contributed to the development of trade and industries. The Zaibatsu held control over mining and chemical industries. The Mitsui was in charge of centralization of industries and appropriation of government funds. Shipbuilding was the monopoly of Mitsubishi, and Sumitomo had the monopoly of production of arms and ammunition. Currency was introduced. New decimal coinage was introduced. Reforms were introduced in the field of education. Primary education based on American model was made compulsory. Universities based on French model were established. Thousands of students were sent to Western countries for higher education. Newspapers multiplied. Books were translated in large numbers. No country in Asia transformed and modernized as fast as Japan. The foreign aid was the main reason for the change. Further, these changes were motivated by the spirit of nationalism, and Shinto cult played a dominant role in inculcating national spirit among the Japanese. 6.3. Change in the political system. It is true that the Meiji Restoration laid the foundation for industrial society, but a change in the government machinery was of necessity. With the purpose of changing the political system, a committee was formed under the leadership of Count Ito. He undertook a tour of study and was impressed by the German political system. On the basis of his recommendations, a new constitution was promulgated in 1889, which came into force from the following year. It was in existence till 1945. The new constitution provided for a bicameral diet, that is parliament. The diet consisted of two houses, namely the executive power of the emperor was exercised through two advisory bodies, namely the Council of Ministers and the Privy Council. The new constitution explained the rights and duties of the subjects. Freedom of speech, religion, association were some of the rights explained. Outside the constitution, there was a body of elder statesmen known as Genro. With these constitutional changes, Japan entered the ranks of the constitutional states of the world. Page 5. 6.3.5. Political parties in Meiji Japan. Three political parties appeared in late 19th century Japan, namely the Jiutsu, into brackets Liberal Party, the Aishinto, into brackets Reform Party, and the Taisaito, into brackets Constitutional Imperial Party. All these parties boasted of their adherence to stated political principles and platforms. Still, in Japanese political thoughts, their emphasis was on the political leader rather than upon any body of principle. It followed then that political parties fended to be aggressions of individuals bound by personal loyalty to a particular man rather than a group held together by loyalty to any set of political principles. It should not be assumed that Western political theory, constitutionalism and liberalism played no part in the thinking of Japanese politicians and intellectuals. At the same time, it would be wrong to assume that Japanese political parties were inspired primarily by Western concepts of constitutionalism or liberalism. From 1881, when the first party appeared, until about 1900, there seems to have been some genuine enthusiasm among politicians for the principles of responsible government. But after 1900 until 1918, the power of Genro and the special groups that supported them, the aristocrats, bureaucrats, and militarists, were so entrenched that generally the party politicians gave up the struggle for liberal principles. Moreover, there was no long background of tradition behind the movement of liberalism as there was in England. They then sought the spoils of office by selling their parliamentary support to the oligarchy. In turn, oligarchs such as Ito Hirobumi and militarists such as Katsura Taro accepted the presidency of major political parties. 6.3.6. The place of Shintoism. Shintoism was Japan's old and indigenous cult. From the beginning of the Meiji Restoration, there was a conscious, deliberate, and organized effort to perpetuate old cultural values. There was an attempt to give them new strength too. These efforts created a foundation for the modern Japanese state that was essentially religious in nature, in character. These efforts created a foundation for the modern Japanese state that was essentially religious in character. These religious foundations were clothed with a sanctity that made them free from debate or criticism. The state religion was a part of modern Japanese nationalism. It was commonly known as state or pure Shinto. There was another cult known as popular Shinto, which had no official support. For many centuries after its early simple flowering, Shinto had been submerged by Buddhism. But with the rise of military feudalism, Shinto freed itself from the Buddhist control and asserted its superiority over Buddhism. With the Meiji Restoration, an office of Shinto affairs became one of the highest organs of the new state. As a result, Shinto was used as the foundation of the new national state. The nationalistic values in Shinto mythology were fully exploited. From Japan's ancient myths re-emerged a pantheon of deities headed by the sun goddess. The dogma of state Shinto cannot be treated here in detail, but its character may be suggested by three essential tenets of this politico-religious faith. The first was the dogma extolled in the first and third articles of the Meiji Constitution. It was the dogma of unbroken, divine, imperial sovereignty. The emperor was divine because he was the living embodiment of the divine ancestors of the race. The second dogma of the state Shinto was the belief in Japan as the land of the gods. Here the concept was that Japan, far from being merely the product of ordinary geographical and historical forces, was particularly endowed with grace by the divine ancestors. The third dogma was the belief in Japan's benevolent mission or destiny. Modern Japanese were taught that the land of gods uniquely formed was possessed of a divine mission to extend its righteous sovereignty over less fortunate people. Thus, the dogma of divine descent, the land of the gods, and benevolent destiny all served to reinforce traditional Japanese political thought. By doing so, it served to create a climate inhospitable to democratic ideas. Page 6, 6.3.7. Philosophy, law, and literature. General Western philosophy and science were also introduced in the early years of Meiji Restoration. Leaders in Japanese thought read John Stuart Mill's System of Logic, Jeremy Bentham's Principles of Morals and Legislation, and Herbert Spencer's Social Statistics. The Meiji government sought the advice of these leaders on sociological matters. The influence of German idealistic philosophy was felt particularly after 1880 through the work of Nietzsche, Schopenhauer, and Hegel. In psychology, Spencer's principles were well known. In law, the Tokyo Imperial University, founded in 1886, offered instruction in English, French, and German jurisprudence. Japan's pioneer student in the field of constitutional and administrative law was Hozumi Yatsuka. Japan's pioneer student in the field of constitutional and administrative law was Hozumi Yatsuka. An expert in international law, Ariga Nagas was well known in the West too. In the drafting of Japan's modern criminal code, French influence was strong. French jurist Gustave Boissonade was legal advisor to the Meiji government. However, the later civil code was framed under German direction. German scholar at the Tokyo Imperial University, Hermann Rosetzler, was advisor to the drafting committee for the Constitution of 1889. The legal framework for local government was patterned in the Prussian system. Albert Tiasse was the pioneer on the Prussian system of legal framework for local government. In their search for the secrets of Western progress, the Japanese also turned to Western historical literature. Guizot's History of Civilization in Europe and Buckle's History of Civilization in England were the two prominent works which impressed the Japanese most. During the Tokugawa period, Japan had learned something of Western medicine through the Dutch at Deshima, Dr. Karl Thunberg and Philip Franz von Siebold were the pioneers on Western medicine imparted in Japan. Japanese interest was further stimulated in 1860 by Dr. J.C. Hepburn, the first American medical missionary in Japan. After 1871, with the appointment of two German doctors to the faculty of Tokyo Imperial University, the influence of German medical science was pronounced. British and American Protestant missionaries had been well received in Japan. In 1875, the founding of Dashisha English School in Kyoto marked the beginnings of Christian education by Japanese converts. 5 additional Christian schools and colleges had been founded in 1890. Christian movement was welcome because it contributed to westernization. Although Christian theology made only a limited imprint in Meiji Japan, the influence of Christian principles of social responsibility and humanitarianism was considerable. Because the Meiji period was one of the planned westernization, it was natural that in the earlier years, its literature was centered on translations of European and American works. Many of the translators were not professional writers, but students of politics, economics, and government. In fact, the first translations were from the classics in these fields. The literary as well as political and economic classics which appeared in Japanese were Ernest Matravers, Hamlet, Aesop Fables, The Lady of the Lake, The Arabian Nights, Julius Caesar, and a host of others. By the mid-20th century in Japan, one could obtain translation of almost any major work written in the West from Homer and Hesiod, whose names in Japan are pronounced as Homelosu and Hesiodosu. These Western masterpieces, together with the fast march of events in Japan itself, produced a new creative Japanese literature. Page 7, 6.4. Nature of the Meiji Revolution, summary of the unit. Within a period of single generation, Japan witnessed a tremendous transformation. Change from the medieval feudal society to that of modern industrial society was almost peaceful. By 1900, Japan became one of the leading countries with a strong navy, organized army, major industries, and influential government. A new society of wealth and achievements came into existence. Old traditions acquired new values. The change in no way affected the internal security or territorial integrity of Japan. Hence, the Meiji Revolution has been explained as, quote, a new graph on the old, instead of a replacement of the old by the new, unquote. Page 8, 6.5, model questions. Long answer questions. Question number 1. Explain as to how the accession of Meiji Emperor Matsuhito helped modernization in Japan. Question number 2. Describe the significance of Meiji Restoration. Short answer questions. Question number 1. Explain briefly as to how the Tokugawa rule brought about Meiji Revolution. Question number 2. Write short notes on Meiji Emperor Matsuhito.
Page number 9. Page number 10.